This is a question which is very difficult to answer because all the various factors concerning each person who indulges in such things are variable factors. And only Allah knows how to reward or punish such people, because the intensity of tawbah and the situation which is responsible for the break of such a tawbah, they are all so many factors. I mean, within them there are so many shades. It's impossible for an outside observer to judge and declare what's going to happen to such a person. But generally speaking, repeated error is a dangerous game. This is a general view. Particularly, if you observe a repeated error in human beings, that ultimately turns into cancer. For instance, Dr. Mujib perhaps will bear me out that some ulcers which are not attended to earlier, some tumors which are not cared for in time, gradually, by the repetition of irritation, they tend to become malignant. So this is why they are removed in time or cured in time. Otherwise, undetected sources of irritation generally tend to end up into cancer. According to the Holy Quran, the situations prevailing outside human beings are similar to the situation within human beings. Situation within human beings, which are physical phenomena, are similar to the situations which are spiritually happening to mankind. And all three are related, in fact. So from this we can safely infer that however strong the tawbah may be, it is always better to be on the safe side. Moreover, we don't know whether a tawbah really deleted all the effects or not. If some effects were not deleted and there was a mounting inward crime, that could lead to a different situation. Even if you look at it otherwise, repeated mistakes and repeated tawbah, in some ways, I don't know, but in some ways I can visualize, would be all right for somebody, good for somebody. Allah knows the weaknesses of every individual, and this is why He has not declared His judgment on those people who have mixed affairs. For instance, the Holy Quran says that some of the people would be adjudged as good, some would be adjudged as bad, and there will be some khalatu amalan salihan wa sayya. What are the exact words? Wa akhra sayya. Who said it? Aapko yaad hai ayat puri? Khalatu, yes, ye nikal lijiye. So that shows that it is with Allah to pardon them or not to pardon them. So it's not for me to opine on such a thing. Because when the Holy Quran clearly makes it known to us that such people stand in the danger of not being forgiven and also can be forgiven. Why these two aspects are mentioned? Because the factors are variable and we don't know. Right? Please.
Thank you.